www.thebeatnik.com.
Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. As I mentioned, you actually get to control the content of the website. You just post to it what you think's interesting. Maybe it's some sort of outrageous news story that you want to share with us, or perhaps something that's just fun. It could be just a fun YouTube video or something. Whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, you may share it at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners may then vote on your submission. So go to freetalklive.com to accomplish that. So much to talk about tonight. Apparently the government's going to shut down, and Daryl's got some news about that. It's the usual scare tactic. I don't expect it's going to actually happen. Maybe we can get into more detail on that.
Well, what do you even mean by shut down?
Right, it's barely going to shut down.
800,000 out of 22 million employees will be furloughed.
So, yeah, you know,
not much.
About 25% or something? I don't know.
So we can talk more about that if necessary, but I don't get all whipped up about this whenever it happens, because as you pointed out, Daryl, it happens, a few times a year or something like that?
The scare tactic, yes. The last time there was actually a shutdown was almost 18 years ago, in 1995.
So we could talk more about that. Also, there's research that suggests that maybe activism is counterproductive. I don't know if I believe it, but we will take a
about a poisoned well. Maybe
about the poisoned well.
Is there anything about in the research about cognitive dissonance?
I don't know. We'll talk about it here in a little bit at 855-453. 855-450-3733. You may take control of the airwaves. But Daryl and I did something today that most everyone in the world did not do, because they're not here in Keene, New Hampshire, and you were not able to therefore attend the Robin Hood evidentiary hearing day two. We've spent an entire day in court previously. This was back in August for the first day of the Robin Hood evidentiary hearing. Today was day number two. It's expected that tomorrow will probably be, if not a full day, probably close to a full day in court for day three of three. Daryl, you were there. You took extensive notes that were posted as tweets on freekeen.com via your Twitter. And by the way, the trial or the hearing resumes tomorrow. So for those of you who would like to follow the tweets as you tweet them tomorrow, they can do that as well. Freekeen.com will have the post right at the top. So if you want to
if they just want to follow the hashtag, it's hashtag Robin Hood trial.
True, then you'll see everything that everyone's posting about it. There was another newspaper reporter in there who posted much less frequently than you did.
He was also taking notes for an article that he's writing.
Well, one of the things I really love about your tweets, Daryl, is there's so many of them. You said you posted over 200 tweets today throughout the day, and it's a great way to just go back. And I posted them all. We'll put up a link on our Facebook and the other sites in a moment here, and you can take all the time you want to dig through them and read literally moment by moment what happened at the hearing today. You know, a lot of the things that happened were kind of standard courtroom stuff with activists here. Various activists were doing certain things that, of course, were completely harmless, that upset court bailiffs. Graham Coulson, who was one of the Robin Hooders, was yelled at by a bailiff for smoking in the lobby. Of course, he wasn't smoking. He was using an e-cigarette.
Also yelled at for walking in with about a bite and a half of a bagel.
That's right. Another activist, Amish Paul, was yelled at for wearing a hat. He was threatened for wearing the hat. There was another. Cecilia came in. She was holding two cups of coffee.
Yes.
She went to go sit down with them and give one to Jay Freeville. They were both yelled at and told they had to leave if they wanted to drink something, while apparently the city attorney was also sitting in the audience because he's not handling the case anymore.
Behind them.
Correct. He was right there, had his own cup of coffee. So it was, okay, if you're the city attorney, you can sit in the courtroom with a cup of coffee. But anybody else, any activist types, whoa, we've got to put a stop to that. So, you know, as usual, the inconsistency, the preference given to the bureaucrats, this is all, like, common stuff for courtroom. But you may not be aware of that because you may not have spent much time in courtrooms. Even last time, Mark, you were there for a short period of time. Even you were threatened with your son, your five-year-old son, standing right there next to you.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. I feel for it. It seems pretty obvious that what they're trying to do is to put a chilling effect on people coming to this courtroom. Maybe they've got preconceptions. I don't know. My son and I were getting up to leave. I just wanted to come for a little while, see, you know, kind of get a feel for things. And I did. I got a feel for a big fat jerk sitting up on a podium who's so full of himself that he can't hear a little noise from a five-year-old getting up
without
out of the chair without threatening the hell out of his dad in front of him and everything.
Within seconds. I mean, you didn't have long at all before he started yelling at you, basically. Now, the thing is, Mark, it's important to keep this in perspective. You may not much care for this judge, but to me, he's an improvement. I mean, this guy is not a great, you know, he's not great, but he's better than the last guy. The last guy would have flipped out if anybody was operating the camera. The last guy refused to allow the camera to be panned or moved or anything like that. Couldn't even stand up to operate the camera with the last guy. The last guy threw Rich Paul out for having a Ron Paul T-shirt on, said there was a no messages rule on shirts in the courts.
What?
Yeah, you hadn't heard about that one? Yeah,
no.
That happened during my trial when I went to jail.
Daryl, real quick, how many government employees would be? How many government employees are there, and how many would be furloughed?
There are 22 million federal employees.
Okay.
800,000 will be furloughed.
Okay, so that's like 3%. Somehow
3.6%.
Yeah, I heard you say 2.2 million federal employees, and then out of 800,000 out of them. So I made a big math error.
Oh, you were just correcting that. That has nothing to do with the trial discussion that we were having. So anyway,
well, it's the previous one, and when you make a mistake on air, you should correct it, right?
I'm just wondering if you're going to tie that in somehow. So anyway, back to the trial or the evidentiary hearing. This
well,
is, by
if the
way,
government shuts down today, there will still be the Robin Hood trial
there
tomorrow.
Certainly will.
That's the tie-in.
Very good, Daryl. Thank you for that. So turnout wasn't so great today, actually. Not even the bureaucrats turned very many people out. Activists, there were some hardcores that came out, probably, I would say a dozen over the whole day came out for it. And it's a long day in court. I mean, you've really got to be dedicated to come out for a full 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. day in a courtroom. And so there were some great folks that came out. We did have enough people to where the camera operation was able to be covered. You were handling tweeting all day long, Daryl, and it was interesting. So we haven't really even gotten into the meat, just kind of giving you the surroundings, setting the scene for you at this hearing. Of course, the city brought in their hired gun private attorneys because their own city attorney is, you know, basically a hack and can't handle this level of case.
I suppose he's a hack, but I mean, it just shows that they have no interest in, you know, saving any kind of money on this.
Oh, well, no. Now, they filed a new lawsuit, Mark, where their interest is to actually come after me and the other five defendants. There are six people who've been sued in both cases. So there's now two open civil cases. The second case was just filed a week ago today. And the second case seeks damages.
Yeah,
so,
but I want to make it clear. I mean, this is a, you know, the dialogue has been attempted with the activists. The activists have attempted dialogue with the city. And the city wouldn't have to worry about any of the harassment that surrounds whatever, you know, I'm using air quotes here. Harassment is a criminal charge, and it's libelous to suggest that harassment has occurred.
Not if you file it in court. It's libelous.
Absolutely. Court is the place for that. But when you say it like the city attorney has, the city manager has in the newspaper.
In a letter to the editor.
It is, in fact, libel.
Yes.
So, you know, whether the activists
will go after
that.
That one.
Yeah, it's unlikely. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say. But, you know, the activists have attempted to make overtures like, hey, look, put the parking meter people on a path.
Mm-hmm.
We'll, if they don't
predictable route.
Yeah. If they don't deviate from the path, we don't have to be near them.
That's true.
These people are playing hide and seek and, you know, Red Rover or whatever it is. They're trying to get away from the activists because the city's pressuring them to give tickets.
We're going to come back with more here from the trial, the Robin Hood episode. evidentiary hearing, as it's called. It's actually not even the trial yet. It's a three-day process where they're just hearing evidence so the judge could decide to issue a preliminary injunction before the actual trial. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. tonight in the studio. It's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark. Daryl's here, courtesy of FPP.cc, and did an amazing job. FPP.cc has a big news component to it. And Daryl, you were definitely the newsiest of the day at the Robin Hood trial. Thank you for being there and posting what amounts to hundreds of live tweets. I don't know how many tweets per 10 minutes you were hitting, but it was pretty busy.
Was doing one roughly every minute and a half,
wow,
I think.
Awesome. And you were tweeting so much, you had to have an extra battery plugged into your phone so you could, keep charging during the entire affair.
Because there's no wall outlets.
Right. You don't get to use.
They have the outlets, but as we talked about, a month and a half ago, It's the weird, the sideways plug, which is what they call, I think, a NEMA 115 or a NEMA 615.
Well, even then, you were in the audience, so they wouldn't have let you plug into that.
Well, there was
anyway.
The plug right in front of where I was sitting.
Oh, that bailiff would have gone all over you if you had tried to run a cable over the bar. He'd have flipped out.
Oh, he probably would have.
Yeah. So we're going to continue to give you more from the hearing today, because for those of you that don't know, we didn't really get into this at all. The Robin Hood situation here in Keene is a developing situation. It is one that many people are paying attention to because it's unique. The activists here in town have essentially created an amazing feat of activism. There are enough people here in Keene, thanks to the Free State Project, and New Hampshire natives are involved as well. In fact, some of the most prolific Robin Hooders are New Hampshire natives.
Yes.
But these Robin Hooders, they go around, they walk in front, downtown Keene, they walk in front of the parking enforcers. First, you find the parking enforcer, then you walk in front of them. You have nickels or dimes. You have these little cards, little business cards with a picture of Disney's Robin Hood on the front. And on the back, a little bit of information about how to send in a donation. You know, it says, your meter expired, but we saved you from the king's tariff.
The fact that there's a business card proves that it's organized, because somebody had to have paid for the business cards. And whoever did that is the ringleader.
It was actually more than one person who paid for the business cards. So the Robin Hooders have been really at this for the last several months, 9 months actually about. And prior to that, it started back in 2009 with an early mover for the Free State Project, Lauren Canario. And Lauren was really the creator of the Robin Hood idea. She got it in her head to go and save people from getting tickets. And she also, kind of originated the terminology Robin Hooding, I guess because the real story about Robin Hood is that he apparently was taking taxpayer dollars back from the government and getting them back to the people. So that was kind of where the name came from for Robin Hooding. And she had a little bit of a more rudimentary system in that it was a first-generation idea. She bought a bunch of envelopes and printed out full sheets of paper and kind of stuffed those envelopes and then left a full envelope. So we've changed it down to just a business card. It's a lot easier and a lot faster and cheaper to leave those. So it's refined itself over the years. And what happened really this year to make it break out as a form of activism was the fact that more activists really kind of got a hold of the idea. Of course, there's more activists here now than there were in 2009, but more activists stepped up and they really amped up the efforts and were out on the streets on a daily basis saving people. Literally, they have saved thousands of motorists from receiving parking tickets. So, of course, the city of Keene is livid about this, and they've sued the Robin Hooders now twice as a result. There are two open civil cases. The first one, they say the Robin Hooders are harassing and intimidating the parking enforcement officers, and they are demanding, this 50
injunctive relief.
They want a radius, this 30-foot radius around each parking enforcer that will protect them from someone with a camera.
Well, the lawsuit still requests a 50-foot floating radius.
They didn't get granted the
They motioned to amend to make it a 30-foot.
But that's never been ruled on?
But to my knowledge, that has not yet been ruled on.
So, and the activists are willing to offer them their 30-foot buffer zone on their meter people if they will put these...
Personally, I'm not willing to.
But they're not. But this is an important...
I'm not willing to offer that, though. I don't want to... You said the activists are willing to offer that.
Some.
There may be an activist who is willing to talk to them about that as an option.
You don't Robinhood that often, though.
No, but when I do, I'm not going to stay 30 feet away from those people. That's ridiculous. If I want to walk next to somebody on the street, I'm going to walk next to them on the street.
And as was mentioned...
I'll do it if they tell me I can't.
And as was mentioned, crosswalks... And other, you know, barriers of the street would mean that there are definitely times to where, despite you having been 30 foot ahead of them, you can't continue walking because there's cars driving.
Right.
And then they approach you.
Right. What happens then?
Causing you to violate the zone, and then you get arrested for contempt of court.
Right. Would they be allowed to approach me?
Yes.
If I'm standing still, and yeah, that put me
it
in
happens
jeopardy?
All the time with restraining orders, where somebody can then approach an ex that they have a restraining
and
order
against.
And
then get on the phone. Ah, he's close to me! And then get arrested.
Happens all the time.
So their original claim, by the way, on this suit, this first suit, which is what we're in right now, in court, which it was filed back in May, so it's already been several months. But they filed this first suit asking for this protective radius thing where you wouldn't be able to be, you wouldn't be able to video record, you wouldn't be able to talk to them. I mean, there's all kinds of ludicrous anti-constitutional, anti-freedom restrictions they want to put on people. Their original claim in this original suit was that it wasn't about the revenue. This is about protecting our employees and the contract between our employees and the city, and our employees are being harassed by you people. This is not about the fact that we haven't collected on 5,000 tickets.
You mean the contract that has no specified term of employment? It's an at-will employment.
Correct.
Meaning that either party can terminate the contract
anytime.
At any time for any reason.
So their original claim was that it wasn't about the revenue. In fact, this was like one of their major counterclaims because people are looking at the city and they're saying, oh, God, you know it's about the revenue, right? And so the city bureaucrats are they're putting the word out, you know, official press releases, letters to the editor. This is not about the revenue. We don't care if they're filling meters. It's about the harassment. Well, now, last week, they file a new suit.
Yeah, but this won't get
people.
Any play. You know that the Keene Sentinel won't put this. This won't get play. The Keene
what,
Sentinel,
the new suit?
Yeah, likely.
It's already gotten an article in the Sentinel. It's just
but
it's not getting an article
believe.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, but it's probably not going to get the. So it doesn't get the coverage, the worldwide coverage that the previous one did.
Right.
But did the Sentinel point out that previously the city had said it wasn't about revenue and now the city's.
They sort of did.
Did they? Great. Yeah. Man, that's awesome. Because I've, you know, time and time again, I've found the Sentinel to be a really bad source of news.
Go check freekeen.com. I did a piece on that. Let's go to Eric in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Ian. Since there's civil suits and they involve the same subject matter, you ought to be able to file a motion to consolidate. And that might save a few court trips.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person who I'm not going to suggest things like that to my attorney because the dude is an expert and he's awesome, and the last thing I want to do is act like I know what he should do.
I'm waiting on the hearing to dismiss that should come tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. He has filed a motion to dismiss, which may take care of the second suit if they dismiss this one. Eric, if you got more, stand by. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. If I were handling my own case, I would definitely take a suggestion like that. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The National Preppers and Survivalists Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallen, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Mark, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Want to invite you to our website. Just go to freetalklive.com and do enjoy the features that we share with you. We have archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no big deal. Just go click and download. They are yours for free. At freetalklive.com. Enjoy. Now then, maybe you're somebody who is currently in the process of considering what to do about getting your own home, or maybe you want a second home, or whatever. You're thinking, should you buy an existing home? Should you spend a bunch of money building your own home and maybe end up spending way more than you expected, like you did, Mark?
it does happen.
Or do you want to build your own home from logs on your own property from scratch? You can do it. In fact, if you don't have logs or trees on your own property, then the folks over at loghomebuilders.org will show you how to hook up with the materials that you need. But these guys are the Log Home Builders Association, and they've been around since 1965. It's a nonprofit educational organization dedicated to helping people like you build your own log home. And you don't need construction experience. You can visit their website at loghomebuilders.org and see some of the student log homes that have been built by people who have never built anything before. You get lifetime support and help from the LHBA staff and other log home builders on their online community ironclad money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied for any reason, they'll give you a full refund with no questions asked up to 3 months after you attend their seminar. It's happening. It's a two-day class in Vegas. The next one is slated for November 7th and 8th. That's coming up. And you can go to loghomebuilders.org for more information and to get signed up. Most, by the way, build without a mortgage and pay for the home as they go with local materials. Founder Skip Ellsworth was famous for saying, if you think building a log home is hard, you should try paying off a 30-year mortgage. And if you're attending their seminar with your loved one or a friend, you get $100 off each for the tickets. So go to loghomebuilders.org, get signed up for the class coming up November 7th and 8th. All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've been focusing thus far on the Robin Hood evidentiary hearing, day 2 of 3. The Liberty activists are once again out to support their friends, their 6 people, including myself, who are being sued by the city of Keene. The city of Keene originally claiming that it wasn't about the revenue, the fact that they've been unable to write as many as 5,000 or 6,000 tickets thus far this year.
It's about preventing, quote unquote, preventing the parking enforcers from doing their job. And when asked on, under oath on the stand, what their job entails, 2 parking enforcers today said, my job is to write tickets for parking violations and then give directions to people that ask me for directions and recommend places to eat. So I seriously doubt that being followed and video recorded and having somebody put nickels in meters prevents them from giving people directions, right, and recommending places to eat.
Yeah, and
their job is to write tickets. So when you prevent them from doing their job, then that's saying they're not writing tickets. They're
exactly
taking money away from us. But it's not about the revenue.
So finally, the truth has come out in this latest lawsuit that was filed last week that says that it is about the revenue, actually. After all, they're finally admitting that several months later. They are now suing for monetary damages. So the first suit was all about creating this protective radius around the parking enforcer. The new suit is about basically bankrupting me and the other five individuals in question here. So the new suit's barely begun. We don't have a whole lot of detail for you on that. But boy, do we have detail for you on the trial today. Obviously, we can't read all these tweets. But, Daryl, anything stand out to you as, something that you really want to share with our audience about what happened today? Because it was 5 hours of court.
There are so many great things in here, like the fact that a former military police officer who said that he, quote, unquote, saw action between 2002 and 2004 could not mentally and physically handle the supposed harassment from Robin Hooders.
This might very well
over a couple month period.
This might be very well be the case, though. I mean, think about it. When you work for the government only has one solution to problems. That's, threat. Well, I guess it's not one solution. It's basically a very similar solution. 3 very similar solutions: threats, incarceration, and violence. They're going to use the violence to incarcerate you if you don't come along nicely. But it all really comes down to incarceration. They may fine you, which, of course, if you don't pay, is then the incarceration thing. It all comes down to cages. In this country, some countries, they'll line you up in a wall and shoot you in the face, right? Like, there's that one. But they don't really do that here. It really, what they'll do is they'll put you in jail and they'll charge other people for your housing. So it's a different form of violence, but that's what the government has. When a government agent cannot use violence to confront a problem, it probably causes them a great deal of stress. One of those internet jokes out there, and I'm sure it's a joke that went on before the internet, is stress. It's the mind's reaction to a situation to dealing with a person who desperately needs to be strangled or something like that. I suppose he's dealing with a lot of stress.
Yeah, and he could have PTSD. Who knows? But
2004? I mean, hopefully he's worked through it.
Well, I don't know, Mark.
Maybe not.
I don't know how easy that
is.
I'm
not a mental health professional.
I doubt he's taken any psychedelic mushrooms. Otherwise, he probably wouldn't have such an attitude. But
I think the MDMA has been shown to be more effective than psychedelic
mushrooms. Both, actually.
I also
very well
thought that it was interesting when asked about being followed from a distance, Jane...
Another parking enforcer.
The other parking enforcer said that if she was being followed from a distance of 30 feet, that would still be intimidating,
right?
But would not interfere with her doing her job.
Mm-hmm.
But she also said that she wasn't good at judging distance.
Okay, so being followed by anybody is a creepy situation. However, the Robin Hooders are rarely following these people. They're trying to get out in front of them and guess their next move. The parking enforcers themselves could have taken a step. Like, you know, Jane could say, look, I'm going to telegraph to you my route. You can, if you want to be out here all day and waste your time shoving nickels in parking meters, I'm going to go and, you know, I'm going to tell you my route. That way you don't have to get close to me because you stink and I don't like your haircut or whatever the reason is. And the Robin Hooders would give her more room. The problem is that these people duck and dodge, hide behind dumpsters and play hide and seek with
run them. Across the street.
Right. So what do you expect them to do?
There was something that happened today, Daryl, that was pretty boring. Like, you know, you sit in this trial all day. But one of the worst parts was a 20-minute-long video that City played.
You know, and I tried to make that video not boring by live-tweeting what was happening in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I counted 5 tickets that were written by Alan.
Yep.
And 2 of them came at 4:59 and 5 o'clock.
Right.
At the end of the day, and it was also interesting that the video that they decided to show, the 20-minute video, was at the end of the day after Alan's pastor had come out earlier in the day and began
essentially literally got in people's face.
Harassing, you know, the behavior that they're accusing the Robin Hooders of doing, harassing, name-calling.
He called
this guy was doing it, but Alan said, that's not harassment because he was standing up for me.
Right, and then this guy comes out, Dave Berman is his name, he comes out with his own camera, like, oh, let me get a camera in your face, show you what it's like, you know, that kind of thing. And of course, Graham's like, okay, whatever, you can record, that's fine. And so this pastor, who's supposed to be a man of God, is insulting.
Calling people jerks.
Yeah, jerk, idiot,
knucklehead.
And knucklehead. He repeats them more than once in the video, and Graham's response. Now, Graham is the one who's accused, he's a Robin Hooder who's accused of being the nastiest of all of the Robin Hooders. They made all kinds of claims about Graham today. Calling people names.
Do they have any video?
No.
See, this
and
is the
this
thing.
This was their video. This 20-minute-long video of them just basically following the parking enforcer around, and Graham saying, you know, basically saying he was sorry at a couple points in the video for, you know, making a mistake or accidentally brushing up against him or something like that. We'll come back with more. 855, 453. And in the other video, Graham says he doesn't think that name calling is very appropriate. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show, by the way, you may shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. And enter Amazon or Newegg through the links that you will find there at shop.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price when you do that. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, and we sure do appreciate it when you do so.
Jason Osborne, the guy who runs SACL CAI, which is the company that sponsors the phone lines, does a podcast, and that podcast is called School Sucks Project, and you can find it at schoolsucksproject.com. They do a call-in show version and a YouTube channel, and what they do is they talk about real education. And real education and, you know, state indoctrination aren't necessarily the same thing and don't necessarily go on in the same places. They talk about different ways to learn and, you know, different parenting techniques, ways to educate yourself, critical thinking skills. If you don't know how to learn, you can't learn. And that's really important. So go check them out. Better Communication Strategies is another one. SchoolSucksProject.com. They've got a 12-part series there called Kids Are Not Defective, among others. Go check it out. SchoolSucksProject.com.
So we're at the Robin Hood trial where several activists here in the Keene area are facing civil case, actually two cases. This is the first one of the two, where they're trying to prove that the narrative of the city is that these Robin Hooders are out surrounding and harassing and intimidating their employees, even taking it to their families and off duty, almost making it sound like the Robin Hooders are stalkers and dangerous and threatening and attacking. And, you know, that's what it was kind of made to sound like today. And when they finally played, or early this morning, they played their video, the one basic video
the
they 20 played.
20-minute long video.
Right. This was supposed to put you in the shoes of the parking enforcer.
Yes.
And give an example.
In fact,
of what
they
it was
said
like.
That it was the only way to put you in the shoes of the parking enforcer.
So the idea was to give you a taste of what it was like on a daily basis, because Alan, one of these parking enforcers, claimed that he was harassed and threatened on a daily basis.
And claimed that the harassment or dealing with Robin Hooders was worse than being in the military or being a corrections officer.
So now this is what I want to know. In this 20-minute video, did a Robin Hooder call anyone a name?
I don't recall that.
You don't recall it? Okay.
I don't recall.
I recall him, the parking enforcer, saying that Graham is basically stupid without actually coming right out and saying that. There was some chalking on the ground, and then Alan notices the chalking, and he made some comment about how, well, Graham couldn't have chalked that because he doesn't know how to spell. And so Graham made a statement about how, well, he actually won the spelling bee in sixth grade, and did he know that? So essentially, in this 20-minute-long video, it's the parking enforcer who insults the Robin Hooder. The Robin Hooder is generally fairly courteous. I think one of the reasons they were playing this video, and I guess this was the worst one they could find or something, but one of the reasons they were playing the video is because the way video cameras work, if you hold a camera, and Mark, you're sitting across a desk, you're maybe 4 feet away from me, maybe.
Yeah, sounds right.
And
I'd say about five.
4 to 5.
4 to 5 feet. If I were holding a video camera up and pointing it at you, the way the lenses work and the cameras work, you're going to look real tight. Like, it's going to be a tight shot, even though I'm not right up, you know, in your face.
Yeah.
And so some of the things that happened in this video was Graham, the Robin Hooder, would pass by Alan, and he'd had his camera recording the whole time. So Alan would come.
Well,
fairly,
he should be recording if he's getting insulted by these people.
Absolutely.
And look, the accusation is that the Robin Hooders are insulting, harassing, threatening.
It wasn't any of that.
And you didn't see any of that in this video. That's a real problem for the state's case.
Especially when we have videos that show pleasant conversations between one of the other parking enforcers and activists, and we had a chance to show some videos today as well. So our videos were very contradictory to the testimony of these parking enforcers. So basically all they have to go on are the testimony. So essentially the judge will have to believe the testimony of the parking enforcers without any real video evidence to back it up. So there were those things, and Alan, by the way, did announce that he had quit working for the city today. This is one of the
He mentioned that during the previous day as well.
But he also explained that apparently the city was paying him still to come in and sit in the trial. So for, I don't know, it's a pretty sweet deal, right?
You've already presumably quit your job. The $16.62 per hour that he was being made as a parking enforcement officer.
Jane, who's one of the other parking enforcers, announced that she is no longer working Saturdays. So it was confirmed today in court what we have been speculating on for several weeks now, and that is that in Keene, New Hampshire, where there used to be 6-day-a-week parking enforcement, there is now 5-day-a-week parking enforcement because none of the parking enforcers will work on Saturday. And the reason why Jane says she doesn't work Saturdays anymore is because there's just too many Robin Hooders out. She can't handle it. So I consider that to be a win.
I don't understand why the parking enforcers have such a terrible time with the Robin Hooders, having seen what I've seen.
Well,
the parking enforcers just wander along and do whatever they're going to do.
It's a narrative. Here, let me give you a little speculation onto what I think is going on here. There's one parking enforcer in particular who's been on the job for a long time, like 15 years. Her name is Linda. And when I first came to town and was, you know, getting to know Keene, Linda was kind of known as this nasty, nasty woman who's really just rude and curt to everybody that she comes across. And she earned that. Like, that's how she was.
Well, that's what you heard.
No, that was my experience with her, and that was what other people's experience with her was.
But that doesn't mean that's how she was. That's what their experience was. And
she earned that reputation by being that way with people. Anyway, I think it was like 2010 or something like that, I ended up getting a parking ticket for the first time. I challenged it in court, and Linda was the person who wrote the ticket. So she came into court. This was one of my this was my first parking ticket trial. And, you know, I had her up on the stand and was cross-examining her and everything, just going through the trial process. After that trial, Linda changed her demeanor completely towards me. I don't know why it was. You know, I guess it was because we kind of knew each other at that point. But she became very friendly to me. After that trial, she would, you know, address me on a first-name basis. I'd talk to her on a first-name basis. Whenever I'd see her on the streets, I'd say hello to her. She'd smile at me. This is a woman who you don't see smiling very often. So she would, so it was like really obvious that she had changed how she was approaching me. And so we had a really pleasant relationship after that first parking ticket trial. Well, earlier this year, when the Robin Hood thing really started to pick up, probably around March or whatever, she totally changed her demeanor. And she became cold to me. She stopped talking to me. She at one point told me she didn't want me to talk to her. And I think that what has happened is that there was some kind of plan that was executed with the city. Like, because when they had this former police officer...
Conspiracy theories. I love them.
Well, here, let me give you more information. So they hired a former police captain to come out and record a bunch of the Robin Hooding stuff.
Right.
Sturdy. Well, Sturdy Thomas is his name. Peter Sturdy Thomas. He comes out. On the first day that he's out on the streets, I get a call from Kate... or I think she called Pork 411, which is kind of this emergency messaging service or informational messaging service.
Anyway, 411's message. Right. Informational.
It's used for emergency sometimes, too. But anyway, she leaves this message saying there's some really creepy guy out wearing sunglasses who's following her around silently, recording her. And she was kind of spooked by it. And, you know, she's 21 or something like that, fairly young lady. And so, you know, I was working in my office during the day, and I thought, I'm going to go out and see what's going on here. So I grab my video camera, and I go out, and I encounter the parking enforcer, but I don't see Kate, and I don't see the man with the sunglasses. So I start, you know, I say hello to the parking enforcer. I start following her and, you know, I get my change out and start saving people from getting tickets. And then I notice... The guy with the sunglasses is approaching, and this is after she had picked up the phone and made a phone call. So I'm looking across the street, and I'm squinting at this guy, trying to figure out who he is. Is that Sturdy? Because I know him. I've been here for years. I knew him when he was a police captain. And so he comes across the street, and I'm like, Sturdy, is that you? Sturdy. And he wouldn't talk to me. So he comes over, and he's literally standing right next to me, and Linda's right there, the parking enforcer. He then indicates to her with his hand. He kind of... like, you're on, you know? Yeah. And then she starts speaking. And she speaks this obviously prepared statement about how she doesn't want me to talk to her, and da-da-da-da-da, and you
need
to leave
me alone. That was the first time she said for you not to speak to her?
Basically, yeah. It was a very prepared statement.
But that's very prepared. Yeah,
but that doesn't answer my question. The answering my question is, that was the first time she told you not to speak to her?
I can't tell you that she didn't tell me 2 minutes before that to stop speaking to her.
That day was the first time?
That was the first.
All right.
Yeah, first time. So obviously she had been instructed on what to say in this case. And that was around the same time when she became very, very cold to me. Whereas we used to have this nice, warm relationship. So it seems to me that the fix was in at that point. More coming up. You can take control here. Hour 2's next. More from the Robin Hood Trial and your thoughts, too.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.